Welcome to your GCSE Chemistry Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving deep into one of the most important and frequently examined topics in the whole specification, carbon compounds. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, OCR, or any other board, this topic comes up every single year, and it's one where students can genuinely pick up a lot of marks if they know their stuff. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to name and draw the first four members of the four main homologous series, explain fractional distillation and cracking, predict products of key reactions, and confidently tackle both addition and condensation polymerization questions. That's a lot to cover, so let's not waste any time. Let's start at the very beginning. Crude oil. You need to know that crude oil is a finite resource. That means it will eventually run out, and it cannot be replaced on a human timescale. It's a mixture of hydrocarbons, which are compounds containing only carbon and hydrogen atoms. Crude oil is the primary feedstock for the petrochemical industry, meaning it's the raw material from which we make fuels, plastics, medicines, and so much more. Now, how do we separate all those different hydrocarbons from each other? The answer is fractional distillation. Here's how it works. The crude oil is heated until it vaporizes, and the vapor is fed into a fractionating column. This column is hot at the bottom and cooler at the top. Different hydrocarbons have different boiling points, and this is the key principle. The larger the hydrocarbon molecule, the higher its boiling point. So large molecules condense and are collected near the bottom of the column, while small molecules with low boiling points rise to the top before they condense. The fractions collected include, from top to bottom, refinery gases, petrol, naphtha, kerosene, diesel, fuel oil, and bitumen at the very bottom. Examiners love asking you to explain why different fractions are collected at different heights, so make sure you can link molecular size to boiling point to position in the column. The command word is usually explain, which means you need to say how and why, not just describe what happens. Now, fractional distillation gives us lots of large, heavy fractions that aren't very useful as fuels, but we need more of the smaller, lighter fractions like petrol. So what do? We crack them. Cracking is the process of breaking down large hydrocarbon molecules into smaller, more useful ones. There are two types of cracking you need to know. Thermal cracking uses high temperatures and high pressures. Catalytic cracking uses a zeolite catalyst at a lower temperature. Both processes break carbon-carbon bonds in large alkane molecules. Here's the crucial bit. Cracking always produces at least one alkene. This is because the hydrogen atoms don't always pair up perfectly, so one of the products has a double bond. For example, decane can be cracked to give octane and ethene. The octane goes into petrol, and the ethene is incredibly valuable as a monomer for making polymers. So cracking serves two purposes. It gives us more fuel, and it gives us the building blocks for plastics. Examiners will often give you a cracking equation and ask you to identify the alkene product, or they'll ask you to balance the equation. Remember, the total number of carbon atoms and hydrogen atoms must be the same on both sides. This is the heart of the topic, and it's where most marks are available. You need to know four homologous series: alkanes, alkenes, alcohols, and carboxylic acids. A homologous series is a family of compounds that share the same general formula, the same functional group, and show a gradual trend in physical properties. Each successive member differs by a CH2 unit. Let's go through each one. Alkanes. General formula, CnH2n+2. These are saturated hydrocarbons, meaning they only have single bonds between carbon atoms. The first four are methane with one carbon, ethane with two carbons, propane with three carbons, and butane with four carbons. They are relatively unreactive because of those strong single bonds, but they do combust. Complete combustion gives carbon dioxide and water. Incomplete combustion, when oxygen is limited, gives carbon monoxide and water, or even carbon and water. Alkenes, general formula, CnH2n. These are unsaturated hydrocarbons, meaning they contain at least one carbon-carbon double bond. The first four are ethene, propene, butene, and pentene. That double bond is the functional group, and it makes alkenes much more reactive than alkanes. The key test for an alkene is bromine water. Alkenes decolorize orange bromine water to colorless because the bromine adds across the double bond. Alkanes do not do this. Alcohols. General formula, CnH2n+1OH. The functional group is the hydroxyl group, which is the OH group. The first four are methanol, ethanol, propanol, and butanol. Ethanol is the alcohol in alcoholic drinks, and it's also used as a fuel and a solvent. Alcohols can be oxidized to form carboxylic acids. For example, ethanol is oxidized to ethanoic acid. They also combust to give carbon dioxide and water. Carboxylic acids, general formula CnH2n+1COOH. The functional group is the carboxyl group, which is COOH. The first four are methanoic acid, ethanoic acid, propanoic acid, and butanoic acid. Ethanoic acid is the acid in vinegar. Carboxylic acids are weak acids. They partially ionize in water, giving a solution with a pH below 7, but they don't fully dissociate like strong acids such as hydrochloric acid. Now, a critical exam point. You must be able to draw fully displayed structural formulae for the first four members of each series. This means showing every single bond as a line, every atom as its symbol. Examiners specifically penalize candidates who draw skeletal formulae or molecular formulae when a fully displayed formula is requested. Practice this until it's automatic. Polymerization is the process of joining many small monomer molecules together to form a large polymer chain. There are two types you must know: addition polymerization. This only works with monomers that contain a carbon-carbon double bond, so alkenes. The double bond opens up, and the monomers join end to end. No other product is formed. The classic example is ethene monomers joining to form polyethene, also known as polyethene. To write the repeating unit, you take the monomer, remove the double bond, and put square brackets around it with a subscript N. Examiners will give you a monomer and ask for the polymer, or give you a polymer and ask for the monomer. Both directions are equally likely. Condensation, polymerization. This uses monomers with two functional groups, one at each end of the molecule. When they join, a small molecule is eliminated. Usually this is water, but it can also be hydrogen chloride. The monomers can be two different types. For example, a diol and a dicarboxylic acid join to form a polyester, releasing water. Or a diamine and a dicarboxylic acid join to form a polyamide, also releasing water. Nylon is a famous polyamide. The key difference to remember: addition, polymerization produces only the polymer. Condensation, polymerization produces the polymer and a small molecule byproduct. You also need to know that naturally occurring polymers exist. DNA is a polymer of nucleotides. Proteins are polymers of amino acids. Starch and cellulose are polymers of glucose. These are all condensation polymers. Right, let's talk about where students lose marks, because I see the same errors come up year after year. Mistake number one, confusing the general formulae. Alkanes are CnH2n+2. Alkenes are CnH2n. Students mix these up constantly. Here's a memory hook. Alkanes have more hydrogens because they're saturated, they're full up with hydrogen. The plus two reminds you of that extra hydrogen. Mistake number two, drawing displayed formulae incorrectly. When the question says, draw the fully displayed structural formula, you must show every single bond, every CH bond, every CC bond, every OH bond. If you write a condensed formula instead of showing all the bonds, you will not get the mark. Practice drawing these until your hand does it automatically. Mistake number three, confusing addition and condensation, polymerization. Remember, addition needs a double bond in the monomer, produces no small molecule byproduct. Condensation uses two functional groups per monomer, produces water or hydrogen chloride. Mistake number four, not using the term homologous series correctly. If a question asks you to explain why a series of compounds shows gradually increasing boiling points, you need to say that as the chain length increases, the intermolecular forces increase, so more energy is needed to overcome them. Just saying bigger molecules have higher boiling points is not enough for full marks. Mistake number five, incomplete combustion equations. When writing combustion equations, make sure you balance them properly. Carbon dioxide is CO2, water is H2O. For incomplete combustion, carbon monoxide is CO. Don't forget to balance the oxygen. Let's test your knowledge. I'll ask the question, pause, and give the answer. Try to answer before I do. Question one, What is the general formula of alkenes? The answer is CnH2n. Question 2. What is the functional group of alcohols? The hydroxyl group, OH. Question 3. What small molecule is released during condensation polymerization? Water or sometimes hydrogen chloride? Question 4. What is the test for an alkene and what is the positive result? Bromine water. A positive result is the orange bromine water being decolorized to colorless. Question 5. Name the first four alkanes in order. Methane, ethane, propane, butane. Question 6. What type of cracking uses a zeolite catalyst? Catalytic cracking. Question 7. What type of polymer is DNA? A condensation polymer, specifically a polymer of nucleotides. How did you do? If you got all 7, brilliant. If you missed any, go back and review that section. Let's bring it all together. Carbon compounds is a topic that rewards careful, systematic learning. Here are the 7 things you absolutely must know for the exam. 1. Crude oil is a finite resource separated by fractional distillation based on differences in boiling point. 2. Cracking breaks large alkanes into smaller alkanes plus alkenes using heat and pressure or a catalyst. 3. The four homologous series are alkanes, alkenes, alcohols, and carboxylic acids. Know their general formulae, functional groups, and the first four members of each. 4. Alkanes are unsaturated and decolorize bromine water. Alkanes are saturated and do not. 5. Addition. Polymerization requires a carbon-carbon double bond in the monomer and produces only the polymer. 6. Condensation polymerization uses bifunctional monomers and releases a small molecule like water. 7. Naturally occurring polymers include DNA, proteins, and starch, all condensation polymers. That's everything for today's episode on carbon compounds. You've covered a huge amount of ground, so well done for sticking with it. The best thing you can do now is close this podcast, get a blank piece of paper, and try to write down everything you can remember without looking at your notes. That retrieval practice is what will make this stick for your exam. Good luck, work hard, and remember, every mark counts. See you next time.